What's up, man? All right, guys, today's quick video is titled, I told you Ilhan Omar was a Muslim scumbag, so-called Muslim scumbag. Now, for those of you guys out there who are saying, Omar, are you doing blackface? I did two things, guys. Well, first of all, I'm at the beach. I'm going to go swimming. I dyed my hair, which I normally do like maybe once or twice a month. And I put on some sunscreen because the sunscreen is a lotion. This is what I use, guys. This is what I really recommend. This actually goes clear on, and it's not that bad. It's like $10, and it's a travel size. So when I travel to wherever, I can take it with me on the plane. And again, this is like invisible, and it hydrates your skin. So for those of you guys out there have been asking, yo, Omar, how's your skin so good compared to a couple of years ago? This here is the magic thing over here. So, I said, I colored my hair and I put sunscreen on. So, because sunscreen is a lubricant, it made my face go black. So, I'm not doing blackface, but the irony is I am doing a video about a black person, Ilhan Omar. So, as you guys know by now, Ilhan Omar is a scammer. Turned out that while she was sitting there in office for 5 years talking about how evil capitalism is and how we have to help out the small guy, she was helping herself out to insider trading. When she went into office in 2019, she was worth negative $45,000. Now she's worth $30 million. Now, Ilhan Omar is a Zoomali. Notice I said Zoomali, not Somali, because these people belong in a zoo. Obviously, she did not gain that money due to her intelligence, because again, she's Somali. She is genetically inferior, and she scammed the American people while all the time saying, oh, I'm for the little guy, socialism, communism. We are seeing something very, very good happening, guys, okay? I'm putting the video down a little bit because the sun is going to come in from the back. I already feel my phone heating up. Hopefully, my phone doesn't die on us. So, what's happening, guys, and I really like what's happening, by the way, because I've said this in my past videos, you know? Muslims, at best, are useful idiots. At worst, they're hypocrites and traitors. And in the middle, they're almost always scammers and grifters. And Ilhan Omar is a perfect example of that. So what the Jews are doing now is that it's a payback, okay? You guys need to understand, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Satan runs the show, okay? Now, God in the Quran says the Muslims who take the Jews and Christians as allies, they are now property of Satan. They're not protected by God anymore. They are the property of Satan. So a lot of these Muslims were taken advantage of. I don't want to say taken advantage of, because they did it on their own free will. Like Ilhan Omar, she scammed the American people by doing insider information on her own free will. You see, what the Jews do on behalf of Satan, and I know this because they came to me, but I told them go fuck themselves. As you guys know, I was out in Hollywood. The Jews wanted me to work for the CIA. They wanted me to do gay porn so I can become a big star. I told them, go fuck yourself. So, but then again, I'm a Talmid Chacham. I'm Jewish. I'm not an Arab. I'm not black. Well, I am part black. You know, I'm part black. But fortunately for me, the Ashkenazi side, the high IQ Jewish side, took over. So, going back to the point that I was trying to tell you guys is that what's happening now with Satan is that he's coming back to collect. Satan always collects, okay? Everybody who makes a deal with Satan likes to think that Satan is gonna forget, or that Satan is gonna come back and be like, hey, just pull my finger and it's gonna be fine and dandy like cotton candy, you know? But when Satan comes back to collect, it's going to be the end of your life. And this is what we are seeing right now with Ilhan Omar. This is what we're seeing right now with a lot of Muslims. Like, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, dudes. Like, whenever the Jews need a scapegoat, whenever the Jews need to run cover, they always use the Muslim. It's kind of like back in school, when you went to the school in the 80s and 90s, they'd have a fire extinguisher inside a glass cabinet, and it would say, in case of emergency, break, you know. So when the Jews are feeling the heat, in case of emergency, you know, bring out the Muslims. So right now, the Jews are making Muslims look like shit, and rightfully so. They're making Ilhan Omar look like shit. They're making that communist Mamdani in New York look like shit. They're making all the immigrants in Europe look like shit. And you guys gotta use your brain, dudes. Like, the Muslim immigrants in Europe, how did they get to Europe? You got Muslim immigrants who came in with entire families. Did these people walk for thousands of miles? No. Did they swim across the ocean? No. These Muslim refugees were brought in. Okay, guys? Somebody brought these people in. Okay? It was the Jews. And the reason why the Jews brought them in is because, oh my God, I'm at the beach right now by the... I saw a decent-looking dude. He has such a fat, ugly chick with him, dudes. Like, whole inflation is out of this. Oh, my God. That bitch is fucking... I mean, the guy himself ain't much to look at. But, damn, dude, it's like... You're like a 4, and the bitch is like negative 17, dude. It's like, oh, my God. Again, sexual inflation, dudes. It's only gonna get worse, okay, guys? Don't think it's gonna get better, you know? I kind of like the blackface. What do you guys think of the blackface? I kind of like the blackface a little bit, you know? What do you guys think of the new look? Doesn't look bad. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna go to the beach, swim, and all this is gonna come off. But anyways, let's go back to the video, guys, okay? So, the Jews, they let in the Muslims. They let the Muslims run the cities. They let the Muslims rape, kill, murder, rape, obviously, steal. And now the Jews are like, woe was us, how did this happen? We have to gang up with the Christians and go against the Muslims. Guys, the Jews always wanted a clash of civilization. That's what they wanted, okay? They didn't get their clash of civilization before Trump. So when Trump became president the first time, they went after white people. And now the Jews are like, oh, we are buddy-buddy with white people again. You know, Jews and Christians are buddy-buddy against the big, bad Muslims. Well, here's the problem. White people are not falling for it anymore. You see, the Jews spent like, what, 4 or 5 years minimum going after white people, throwing white people in prison, bringing Muslims into their countries, saying that Muslims have the right to take over your home, rape you, beat you, whip you, kill you, steal shit from you. And now, all of a sudden, the Jews are like, hey, Christian, unite with us against the Muslim. And now white Christian people are like, yeah, no, dirty Jew, we're not talking with you like that. So I want you guys to understand here two things, okay? Two things to understand. Number one, Muslims are scum. The Prophet Muhammad himself said, you will be a nation of scum. You will be like the scum that floats on top of the, you know how scum floats on top of the swamp, you know, and when the wind picks up, it goes with it. So whoever comes in, the Muslims go with, okay? Like, when America went into Libya, everybody was like, we're now on America's side, you know? When America went to Iraq, everybody's like, we're on America's side, you know? Muslims are literal scum. That's number one. Do not trust a Muslim other than me. And the reason behind it is because I'm Ashkenazi, you know? I'm Jewish, okay? We're not equal to Zumalis, we're not equal to Ahmeds, you know. If we were, God in the Quran, you know, God in the Quran still says to us Israelites, فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, I have preferred you over the rest of mankind, okay? And this is the Quran that's written for Arabs. And Arabs had black people. God did not say in the Quran, oh, you Ahmad, you now are the chosen people, or that black people are the chosen people. He did not say that. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said there is no difference between a black person and an Arab person. So this just goes to show you both black people and Arab people are scum. They're on the same level. Now, just because you're Arab, just because you're black, doesn't necessarily mean you're scum. The vast majority of them definitely are, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, the real winners in this are white people. This is why I tell you guys out there, you know, if you can get yourself a white girl, get yourself a white girl so you can get rid of your inferior genetics, okay? At the end of the day, Jesus is coming back. Muhammad isn't coming back. Moses isn't coming back. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for white people, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, understand this and understand. God, I can't believe how fat this woman is. And that guy is actually happy to be with her. It's like, bro, this bitch literal is a big zero. She's short, she's fat, and the guy is genuinely happy to be with her. Oh my God, talk about sexual inflation, guys. This is fucking insane, dudes. So, yeah, guys, what I really wanted to get along, I know I haven't been making a lot of videos recently. I'm just so fucking busy with the political campaign, the food truck, the restaurant back in Colombia, my mom's car, which I now inherited because God took my car, needs new tires. So I'm doing a lot of fucking work, dudes. Like, I haven't showered in like fucking half a week. And by the way, guys, here in Florida, you need to shower at least 2-3 times a day. That's how bad it is here in Florida. And I haven't showered in like 3-4 days. I'm just so fucking busy, dudes. It's like, that's why I haven't been making videos. Also, guys, follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Amar for Congress. I make videos under 3 minutes, that way they can promote it. So follow me again, guys. Follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, Amar for Congress. Yes, I am running for Congress. In all likelihood, I will be eligible to run against Randy Fine in 2026. The MGTOW party was actually activated April 15th of this year, and according to Florida law, you have to be a member of a political party for 365 days or more before the qualifying period, and the qualifying period for federal office is April 20th, 2026. So the MGTOW party, which was accepted on April 15th, 2025, obviously, as a founding member of MGTOW, I had to register as a MGTOW. So technically speaking, I'd be a member of the MGTOW party for well over 365 days. But I just sent an email to the Division of Elections here in Florida to make sure that I'm eligible before I really start campaigning. I'm going to be going up against Randy Fine in District 6, which is the Palm Coast. I actually been to the Palm Coast. I might go up there again, see how it is. Heck, I might even take the food truck out there and see what happens. You never know, dude. So, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. Oh my God, I can't believe how fat this bitch is. I mean, oh my God, dudes. Oh, she's like a fucking midget, dudes. I don't know. If, oh, there she is. See her? That's her and the guy back there. Saw them? That, yeah. There you go. They're gone. Are they? Yeah, they're gone. And that guy looked like he's like fucking 5'5", 5'6". That bitch is probably like fucking 5'1", 5'2". But she was fucking, I mean, she was a literal zero. And the guy was happy to be with her. This just goes to show you how bad sexual inflation is, guys. I want you guys out there to understand this really good, dudes. Like, especially you Muslim people out there, dudes. If a bitch is a 4 or above, she's gonna be playing with her pussy, dudes. They're all for the streets. Guys, I came to the conclusion that, and this is not part of this video, but because I saw this ugly couple and this idiot was happy with this, this bitch literally was a whale. I honestly think there's whales out there that probably are smaller than her. So I came to the conclusion, guys, that women belong to the streets, okay? There is no such thing as a good woman. The only good woman you have is going to be a woman like that who's negative 9,000 on the other side of the scale. And that's because nobody else would want her. And trust and believe, somebody's probably hollering at her, you know? But if a girl is like a 4 or above, she's going to be playing with her pussy, dudes. I mean, she's going to belong to the streets. She wants to play the fields. You guys really can't keep a woman under wraps. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, you know. The only way you can keep a woman under wraps, you know, is to have a member of the Taliban follow her around with a gun to the back of her head, you know. You know, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha. He says you can't crush the slut. I always say you can't hold back the sharmuta. So if the girl is a sharmuta, which, again, most of them are, she, even if the bitch never had the opportunity to play with her pussy, she's gonna resent you for not having the opportunity to play with her pussy, you know. So I honestly think the best thing you can do when it comes to women is do what Ram Wills says. For those of you who don't know Ram Wills, he's the original gangster, he's the OG. He's been doing this since the 90s. All yo homie, yo, I'm Alpha does, it's pretty much rip off Ram Wills and like dumps his message down to like fucking black cells, okay? But like Ram Wills said, dudes, a reformed hoe is your best bet. A reformed hoe is a woman who played around and she came to the conclusion that, hey, it's just not worth it for me to be passed around like a fucking rag doll. I might as well find one good dude and stick with that dude, you know. I know it sounds defeatist, I know it sounds gross, but that's a Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill reality of the matter, guys, you know. So unless you're willing unless you're willing to put up with a literal land whale minus 9,000 on the other side of the SMV scale, dudes, reformed hoes are gonna be the way to go. And don't marry them, dudes. Like, fucking don't marry them. Phone call. I have to take it later. Oh, damn it. I know, Shane is gonna be like, you should have put the phone on airplane mode, dude. It's like, well, I'm almost done anyways. I don't have the DoorDash app, so that's a plus. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to come out here and say that you're gonna see a lot of Muslims now, like Ilhan Omar. Satan is coming to collect, dudes. A lot of Muslims are gonna lose it. They're gonna lose their welfare. They're gonna lose a lot of things. I'm telling you guys, as the pastor's son, as somebody who grew up with Muslims, a lot of Muslims, if you're a Muslim and you're watching this video and you live in the West, assuming, unlike me, you can't integrate in white people society, my honest advice to you Muslims out there who can't make it into white people society because you're too damn low IQ, go back to your countries, because I'm telling you guys, Satan is coming to collect. Ilhan Omar, for 5 years, she thought that she was a bee's knees. She thought that she was the best in the West. What she failed to realize is that the Jews, on behalf of Big Daddy Satan, they were misleading her. And now the Jews are saying, oh, look at Ilhan Omar. Oh, look at this piece of shit woman. Oh, look at this Muslim scumbag. You know, so the Jews, on behalf of Satan, they misled the Muhammadians. And you have to understand, dudes, God in the Quran says, Satan will whisper in your heart. At the end of the day, guys, Satan did not make force Ilhan Omar to do illegal stock trading. He did not have her do insider trading, okay? She did that on her own, okay? So at the end of the day, a lot of Muslims who live in the West, they have evil hearts, and now shit is gonna come back to literally bite them in the ass. I am telling you guys, you're gonna see a lot of Muslims going crazy, becoming violent. I know about the black dude who killed the Ukrainian chick for no reason at all. Like TFM and and what's his name, Nick Fuentes, said, eventually black people are going to kill white people because they think that there's gold in your head. You know, it's going to get to that point. I'm going to be making a video about that black dude who killed the white girl. Again, I'm just so fucking busy with the food truck, CDL, a little bit of DoorDash, the political campaign, getting this car fixed because it was my mom's car and it needs a lot of work done to it. But hopefully I should stabilize sometimes by the end of this month. I'm really hoping that the cool weather comes in. It's fucking 90. How hot is it out? Yeah, fucking 90 degrees, dudes. Like 90 plus degrees, 100% humidity. That's fucking Florida for you guys. But anyways, I'm gonna go to the beach, take a swim, come back in about half an hour, 45 minutes, and take this car out to get the wheels done. And then after that, I'll probably go to the food truck or do a little bit of DoorDash. And I use DoorDash so I can buy food for the food truck, you know. That way I get to say to myself, you know, food didn't cost me much. But, you know, go out, do you know, if I do 2 to 3 DoorDash orders, $10, $11 each. Honestly, guys, all I need is like $30 to $40 a day. And I can buy the food I need for the food truck. I take the food truck out. I make like $100 in 2, maybe 3 hours. I'm happy, you know. And again, I'm going to be working on my CDL. See how things are going. The economy is really bad, dudes. Like, I'm going to be making a video about the economy, but the economy is getting really bad. Like, I was thinking of opening a restaurant here in Florida, but a lot of people are struggling due to low sales and inflation. I really want to open up something here in Florida, but inflation, low sales, these astronomical rent prices, guys, I honestly don't think America's worth it, to be honest with you, dudes. I really don't. But anyway, guys, let me get the hell out. Let me get on my way. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.